Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Another trade alert. Breaking news to pass along. Jeff Pass with us. The Red Sox are acquiring Dustin May from the Dodgers.
Wow.
What wow. in the world?
Wow.
Now, what does that tell you about the Dodgers' starting pitching woes?
The starters are getting healthy.
They're getting healthy.
And
they're
Dustin
not worried
May is not
about
going
the
to the bullpen.
Dustin May to the Red Sox.
That's a big move.
Time now for the Christian Arcand Show.
Yo,
it's on. WEEI.
All right, good evening. Welcome in. It's the Christian Arcand Show here, WEEI. We are Boston Sports Original. We're live in our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon, and we're here for a full four-hour program tonight. The trade deadline, much like the summer wind, has come and gone, and unless we get some late-breaking news here, and if we do, I will certainly hit that buzzer. First, I will double check to make sure the tweet has not been deleted, and then we will hit that buzzer, and we will let you know what's going on. The Red Sox, in case you missed it, and also missed like 4 seconds ago when we played that clip from MLB Network, have acquired right-handed starting pitcher Dustin May from the Los Angeles Dodgers, who the Red Sox just saw last weekend, as a matter of fact. Dustin May, who was at one point considered the future of the Dodgers rotation, the future of the league. Like, he was a very highly touted prospect 6 years ago, 5 years ago, I would say. And since then, his career has been sort of a mix of flashes of being a good pitcher, devastating injuries, a weird thing last year where he tore his esophagus eating lettuce or something. We'll get to that. I don't quite understand how that can happen. I don't know what kind of lettuce he was eating that shredded his throat. But that happened. It kept him out last year. Weird. And now he's a Boston Red Sox. This year with the Dodgers, an ERA in the high fours, 4.85. Your ERA for Dustin May. May turns 28 in September. In 18 starts and one relief appearance, the 4.85 ERA, which is an 84 ERA plus, which is not very good. 97 strikeouts, 40 walks, and 104 innings. This is his comeback from Tommy John. This is considerably lower than his career ERA plus of 113 across parts of six seasons. 113 is a very respectable ERA plus. 84 is not. He's owed $2.14 million for his salary for this year and is eligible for free agency this coming offseason. He is a rental. And as of right now, we do not know what the return to the Dodgers consists of. I can tell you this. On Sports Illustrated, there was a piece there aggregated from, I believe, Bob Nightingale, where Nightingale told Doug McCain at Dodgers Nation, which I think is a fan blog, that the Dodgers are targeting bullpen help or outfield help for May. Nightingale says, I think it's possible that they trade May. I think certainly he's out there. They're telling teams he's available, and so many teams need starting pitching. May is one of the only starters the Dodgers have that hasn't gotten hurt this year. One of the only pitchers that they have that hasn't gotten hurt this year, period. 18 starts, which is the amount of starts he's made, is already a career high for him. And he's having a pretty bad year. So what it came down to for the Dodgers was a question of, is Dustin May better than someone we could, you know, bring up from the minors or somebody we could get on waivers or whatever? And is it worth holding on to him or trying to trade him to get some more bullpen help because we have other pitchers in our system who can give us what he's giving us? Does that make sense? Like, I think that if I'm trying to get into the mind of the Dodgers here and see what they were asking for, because we don't yet know what the return is for this trade and what the Red Sox gave up. But
we don't know who, but according to Chris Cattell, he said no one on the major league roster was sent. So this is a prospect-laden deal. Okay. We just don't know which prospects that are. And Cattell also said that Mats and May are the two moves the Red Sox made. No other deals are coming.
Okay. Cattell said that? A couple other trades have been made around the league since the Red Sox acquired Dustin May. The Yankees acquired Rays shortstop Jose Caballero. The Rays have acquired Adrian Hauser from the White Sox. Reliever Phil Maton is going to Texas from St. Louis. The Yankees also are getting Camilo Doval. Who is that?
Closer on the Giants.
Giants closer. He's their closer? Okay. The Rays are acquiring Griffin Jacks from the Twins. And Charlie Morton is going to the Tigers. So there was your flurry of moves there right at the end at the deadline. Joe Ryan not going anywhere, it would appear. And the Red Sox come out of the trade deadline with Steven Matz and Dustin May. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. I believe we have the show programmed here for the next several hours. I don't think there was, if you were expecting Joe Ryan, and there was a lot of smoke about that towards the end. There was a lot of smoke from the Red Sox as well as from the Twins, that the Twins were in full-on fire sale mode. Nothing was safe. Anything that wasn't nailed down was getting moved, and that could certainly include Joe Ryan. He was on the block. He was available. The Red Sox and the Twins clearly couldn't come to an agreement before 6 o'clock. The Red Sox and the Dodgers, however, were able to do so. And I have some thoughts on Steven Matz as well. Because that's a trade that, while neither one of these two moves is exactly going to get anyone to jump up and start breakdancing, you have helped your rotation. You have. You didn't put in a number two behind Garrett Crochet like we were all sort of hoping for, or even anybody in the top three, I don't think. Dustin May, I think, slots out as a four, probably a Fitz replacement. And you do need that. You do need a long reliever who's better than Jorge Alcala and better than Cooper Criswell, who just got called up. And you got that with Steven Matz. But did you go for it? Did you say, this is a moment here where we can really go out and separate ourselves from these other teams in the American League? Did you conduct business in a way at this trade deadline that would imply that you are aware that these last 3 years have been a major disappointment, and that the reason why, a big part of the reason why they were so disappointing, is because the trade deadline was just so lackluster? And you really didn't do much there to help the team. I don't think they made the team any worse. And I don't think that these are moves that will have no consequence on the major league roster. I think that there's a chance that Steven Matz is having a very good year. He's having a very good year as a relief pitcher. And for, the St. Louis Cardinals, who are a team that's having a major fire sale, and sold off other better relievers to other teams, getting Mats was a move that, sure, you can make, like a backup catcher. You know, more consequential than that, obviously, but in that same kind of tier. You got a long reliever, number five starter. Yes, Joe?
We know the package for Justin May.
Okay, let's hear it.
It was minor league outfielder James Tibbs.
Mr. Tibbs, Mr. Tibbs.
One of the guys they acquired from the Giants and the Devers.
Right, yes, of
so
course.
So just a straight one-for-one, Dustin May for James Tibbs.
For James Tibbs. James Tibbs is a what? What is his position?
He's an outfielder.
Outfielder. Okay, they needed outfield help. That's certainly not going to help them at the major league. That is a surprising trade for the Dodgers. That is an odd move for the Dodgers. James Tibbs was ranked what in our organization? Was he even top 15? I don't know. Was he top 20? Mr. Tibbs? I don't know what he was. I remember when they picked him up. He was one of the guys in rookie ball, right? He's in rookie ball? Tibbs? So the Dodgers just traded one of their only starting pitchers that has been able to pitch this year without his arm falling apart for Tibbs. I find that unsettling. I find that a little bit unsettling. Like, could the Dodgers not give Dustin May away? Is that what we're to believe here? And the only thing anyone would give him for Dustin May was James Tibbs? Is that because that's sort of what it seems like.
So Tibbs, when he was traded for Devers, entered the Sox organization. He went to Portland. So he's with the Double A. He was with the Double A club.
Okay.
And he's ranked 10th on the Sox prospects, according to Sox.
Top 10. Okay. Still, I'm a little surprised that the Dodgers wanted a 22-year-old. I know they need help in the outfield. They're looking for some outfield help, but I'm surprised that that's what they landed on. Okay. Well, there it is. A one-for-one. Looking at it from that perspective, I like it much, much more. I like that trade much, much more. I'm not sure what the Dodgers are doing here. I'm not sure what the Dodgers are up to. I'm a little suspicious of the Dodgers. But now I like this trade. You know, I don't think this was enough for them to do at the deadline, but I do happen to in a vacuum, that makes me like this one particular trade better, knowing that it was a major league starting pitcher that you're getting, not a great one, but, you know, a pitcher. You got an actual major league arm, and you got it for a guy who is, you know, a top 10 prospect, but just recently got promoted to Double A. How is he playing at Double A? Does he have good numbers, or what do we know? Blaze Jordan and Mr. Tibbs net you Steven Matz and now Dustin May. I'll tell you what that is, folks. It's efficient, right? That's efficient. Two major leaguers. No one that really makes you all that excited, but two major leaguers. Matz is a rental too, right? Isn't he? Or is Matz signed? I think two rentals. And it didn't cost you much. It cost you, you know, some prospects who were likely blocked from really making any kind of contributions at the major league level at any point, anytime soon, right?
Steven Matz is a rental.
Two rentals. One starter, one long reliever with the potential to maybe be a spot starter at some point. This is better than last year, but early response here, pretty underwhelming. Pretty underwhelming. I look around the league at some of the moves made by these other teams who are much more proactive. I look at what the Mariners did. I look at what the Mets did. Look at what the Yankees did. Your direct competition, for the most part, was more proactive than you were at this deadline, was more bold than you were at this deadline, and I think added more value to their rosters than you did at this deadline. And while I can't say that Breslow sat on his, you know, thumbs and didn't do anything, you can't say that. They did get two starting pitchers. But you can also absolutely be frustrated that they didn't go all in. Yes, Joe?
Just clarifying some numbers on Tibbs so far. 29 games with Portland. He's batting .205.
Okay.
And 112 at-bats, OPS, on-base percentage, Where did you go? 321, OPS 589.
Okay. So tough adjustment to double A so far.
He's been struggling.
Okay. And I mean, he was just in rookie ball, so fine. All right. Not going to miss Mr. Tibbs very much. He literally just got here. And now he's netted you Dustin May, who we'll take a much closer look at. Because Dustin May is a kind of a complicated figure. A guy who was considered to be an untouchable prospect before COVID, right? Before the COVID year, I think. One of those guys where you looked at the Dodgers and their front office and thought, how does this group keep doing this? They're spending all this money. They're drafting all these guys. They got all these studs in their farm system. How are they doing it? Dustin May was like the poster child for that, I feel like. And injuries really derailed what was supposed to be a coronation as the next, you know, great Dodgers starter. And now the Red Sox are bringing him in as a bit of a flyer, I would say. But mostly I'm a little caught up in how much the Dodgers were willing to let this guy walk out the door, considering the state of their pitching rotation, considering the fact that they are the reigning World Series champions. I'm surprised that they were willing to not only trade Dustin May, but trade him for a prospect who's hitting 205 in double A and just got called up from rookie ball and is likely at least a year or two away from doing anything in the major leagues. They needed help in their bullpen. Red Sox had bullpen help to give them, I guess, but didn't want to give it up for Dustin May. And bravo, Red Sox. Way to hold your ground, I guess. I just wish that instead of making it all about efficiency and getting a good deal, that they made it about really acquiring elite talent. And I don't think you can say that happened here. And that's, I think, the frustrating part of all this. Is that, yeah, these deals may end up looking good on a spreadsheet or on a, you know, profits and loss sheet, something like that. But you traded Rafael Devers for Jordan Hicks. I think people were expecting more than this. I was expecting more than this. I can't say it was a total bust. I can't say they didn't do anything. Okay, you can't say that. It was something above that. But it was also well below, I think, what we were all hoping for. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. We'll continue with our reaction to the Red Sox and the two moves they made here at the deadline. One today, one late last night. We will get to your phone calls again at 617-779-7937. All lines are jammed right now, so wait till the next segment. I'll start going to the phones. You can start calling in, trying to grab a line as they become available. But first, here's Joe Braverman. He'll get you caught up on what's trending.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. The MLB's trade deadline has come and gone, and the Red Sox made two moves. A couple minutes ago, the Red Sox acquired right-hander Dustin May from the Los Angeles Dodgers. May is 6-7 with a 4.85 ERA and 18 starts this year for LA. Last night, the Sox acquired Cardinals reliever Steven Matz for Worcester prospect Blaze Jordan. The lefty has a 3.44 ERA and 55 innings pitched this season. The Sox will return to action with their new look roster tomorrow night as they begin a three-game series with the Houston Astros. Speaking of the Astros, they were among teams that were very busy at the deadline today. They reunited with old friend Carlos Correa. He was acquired from the Twins. Some other moves, Mason Miller is going from the Athletics to the Padres in a deal including third overall prospect Leo DeVries. Yankees acquired Pirates reliever David Bednar. The Mets traded for Orioles center fielder Cedric Mullins. The Twins and the Rays agreed to a deal that will send Taj Bradley to Minnesota and Griffin Jacks to Tampa. And Charlie Morton is getting traded from Baltimore to the Detroit Tigers. Day 8 of Patriots training camp is in the books. Today was a walkthrough. Receiver Mac Hollins was officially activated from the PUP list. Carlton Davis was also a participant in practice. Tomorrow will be held inside Gillette Stadium in front of season ticket holders beginning at 5:30. Some other NFL news, the Raiders and left tackle Colton Miller have agreed to a three-year, $66 million extension, including $42.5 million guaranteed. The NFL Hall of Fame game is tonight. It kicks off at 7:30 between the Lions and the Chargers. And the Revolution are acquiring U.S. men's national team goalkeeper Matt Turner on loan through June of 2026. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. I'm Joe Braverman, and that's what's trending on WBEI and WBEI.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool Top Load Washer or Midea Top Freezer Refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Christian Arcand Show here, WEEI. Live in our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. We're Boston Sports Original. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Red Sox, make a move at the deadline. They acquired Dustin May. We all got catfished by Yahoo Sports a little while ago. And we'll get to that in just a moment. But first, let's go to the phones and talk to AJ, who is in Dover and who's been waiting a bit, wants to talk about the Red Sox and the deadline. Go ahead, AJ. You're leading us off.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going. What's up?
I'm pretty underwhelmed.
Yeah.
I just wonder whether they kind of undersold themselves. You say that they sent off a couple prospects that were blocked from the majors, but they actually traded Blaze Jordan, who could fill in on both the infield corner spots, and yet they held on to people that were blocked seriously from the majors and Arias, and they held on to Grissom for whatever reason, even though they have no plans for him.
I don't think Vaughn Grissom's like 28 years old, right? I mean, like, who wants Vaughn Grissom?
Yeah. You might have got something for him.
I don't think so.
I just think that they could have done more. They at least got a bat last ever.
True. That's true, AJ. Thanks for the call. I don't know what that was in the background, but it was distracting, so I'm letting you go. But, yeah, I'm not trying to defend this or anything or say that they made great move. I mean, you know, on paper, they made good move where they won the trade. Like, you can say they won both of these trades. They got Steven Matz rental, who's been a good reliever this year. He's a veteran and can maybe spot start at the back end of the rotation and can be a long reliever. And they need that. I mean, listen, the Red Sox need that. A lot of teams need that. Kind of thought the Dodgers needed that, but apparently not, because they traded Dustin May right on out of there. And in fairness, Tyler Glasnow just came back from his injury with the Dodgers. The kid they just picked up from Japan this year is going to be back soon.
Sasaki.
It didn't take long. He only pitched 8 games before his arm fell off. But he's going to be back there soon. Snell is going to be back. I think he's making a start next week, or maybe this weekend. And they just figured Dustin May, they don't need him. He's, with all these other guys coming back from injury, Dustin May, thanks for your service and everything, but we're going to trade you away for basically nothing, which I think is a risky maneuver there by the Dodgers.
Someone, I don't know if this is in the Twitch chat or on the text line, said Dodgers are doing a Red Sox a solid for the Mookie trade. I'd like to believe that. I'd like to believe that the Dodgers sort of looked at the Red Sox and said, ah, come on. Yeah, let's give them Dustin May. Let's throw them a bone. Let's do something here. This deadline's not going great for the old Bo Sox. We're getting all our starters back anyway. Yeah, give them Dustin May. Go ahead. What do they want back? Mr. Tibbs? Yeah, fine. We'll take Mr. Tibbs. No problem. I don't think Blaze Jordan, I mean, yeah, he's technically a corner infielder, but he's not very good. You know, like he's a, what was he, 17th ranked prospect? A guy who's not super athletic, who isn't exactly a great defensive player. He's really all bat, and his bat's not that great. Like, that's, you know, that's kind of who Blaze Jordan is. And maybe he'll continue to get better, and he'll get a shot in St. Louis, and I hope that he does, and I hope he has a great career and all that, but I'm not upset that they moved on from him or that they moved on from Tibbs. I don't think that I was going to be upset even if they traded some of their more prestigious prospects. If they had traded Christian Campbell in the right move, I would have been fine with that. I think a lot of people would have been. There's people who get mad no matter who, what prospect gets traded. People just love prospects sometimes. I don't know what it is that brings that about. You're down the Cape, you watch him in the Cape League or something, you live out in Worcester, and you see him in the mine, and you're just like, ah, it's my guy, you know? I don't know what it is exactly that makes people fall in love with these prospects so much, to the point where even if they get traded for a great player, people are mad. I remember people being mad when Moncada got traded for Chris Sale. You know, how could you trade him? Well, it worked out okay. And I think these will both work out okay, too. But I think that's the point, is that at their best, they're both okay. You know, like, these are both okay moves. I don't know if I'd classify them any higher than that. Let's go to the phone, 617-779-7937. Back to the phones, I should say. Joe is in Melrose. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Christian. How you doing?
What's up, Joe?
Well, it's really underwhelming moves. They're really not championship-focused. These aren't moves you make to win a championship. I was following Jeff Passan on Twitter, and I saw all these, like, flurries of moves. So I really feel like I can't wait for Craig Breslow to give another alignment press conference to explain this, but I really feel like the Red Sox are giving me, like, 1990s Bruins vibes. So they just want to be, like, kind of a bubble playoff team, be a little bit competitive, but make sure they're making money off their fans, but they're not really focused on winning a championship.
Kind of seems that way, Joe. Kind of seems like championship is, they want to be a good team. They want to be a team that is relevant, which they are. I mean, the Red Sox are relevant this year. They're a playoff team right now. They are a wild card team right now. If the season ended today, they are going to the postseason. Okay? As I've been saying, they have a seat at the table. And there's a lot of teams on the floor. And a lot of those teams on the floor tried to make moves to get up off the floor. And the other teams at the table made moves, too, to get, you know, to the head of the table is where they want to be, to extend this metaphor longer than it deserves to be extended. But you know what I mean? Like, you're there. You're in the mix. You're part of it. There's been years at the deadline where it's like, okay, last ditch effort to try and get good, and the Red Sox pass on doing something like that because they look at the team and decide earnestly that they're not worth investing in. And sometimes you have to be realistic. I understand that, but this is not one of those times. This is absolutely not one of those times. This is one of those times where the American League is just rife with opportunity. And that opportunity, I think, could have been seized a lot more strongly if you had concentrated more on the front end of the rotation than the back end of the rotation. But I think deep down we all sort of expected that if the Red Sox were going to do anything, it was going to be something like this, right? They're very focused on starting pitching, right? Are they going to go out there and get an ace who's under control or a number two with years on his cut? No, okay? When Jeff Passan said the Red Sox are unlikely to make any major moves at this moment, whenever that was, last Friday, I want to say, when he said that, he knew who works here. He knows what this team is and who this organization is run by. And picking up a starting pitcher at the deadline, not a lot of starting pitchers got traded at the deadline. Dustin May is one of the few starters who got traded at all. You know, like, it's not like there was a whole bunch of them flying around. It was, up until today, hardly any of them. And
there were better options, though.
Oh, definitely. Absolutely there were. But a lot of the guys that I like, you know, like Charlie Morton, he moved, but like a lot of the guys that we had talked about that, you know, we all had on our wish list, those guys didn't move. Joe Ryan didn't move. Alcantara didn't move. Cabrera didn't move. Kelly ended up moving. And that was, I think that once he went, maybe the Red Sox said, all right, Dustin May, what do you want for him? And the Dodgers were ready to just let him go. I'd love to know how far into a Joe Ryan negotiation they got. I would love to know what the Twins were asking for, and I would love to know what the bridge too far was that prevented that deal from happening, if it was even ever possible in the first place. We'll find out, though, or maybe we won't, but someone hopefully will ask those questions too, Craig Breslow, and we will carry his press conference. It begins in about 10 minutes, and we will carry it live right here on WEEI. I'd love to keep ranting and raving all night, but we will set aside some time here and listen live. We will take the feed live of Craig Breslow as he responds to questions from the media regarding the trade deadline, the moves that were made once again yesterday. Steven Matz and Blaze Jordan was what they had to give up for him today. Dustin May from the Dodgers for James Mr. Tibbs III. And that is that. The other teams made substantial moves. The Red Sox did that. We continue with your reaction at 617-779-7937. Let's try Christian in Nantucket. Hello, Christian in Nantucket.
Hey, Arkin, how's it going?
What's up, pal?
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
I just want to say, you know, I think this is John Henry. He's a bum every time he lets the fan base down. I think that, you know, in the morning show's correct that he's using the Red Sox for, you know, money for other organizations like the Penguins and that soccer team. I think it's a joke, and we need to get a new ownership involved.
Thanks for the call, Christian. Thing of it is, can't get new owners. The only way you can kick out the owner is if they pull a Donald Sterling and have some weird young girlfriend who records everything they say and talks about racist things. That's basically the only way that can happen. Or the guy who owned the Phoenix Suns, didn't he get kicked out too for being just like a massive a-hole?
Robert Sarver.
Sarver. Barely know her. He was just such a monumental a-hole that they eventually, I don't know, the board voted him out. I'm not sure exactly what happened there. But I don't think there's any chance that Red Sox ownership, unless really, I mean, if you know sort of what's going on behind the scenes here, they have already invested in a ton of real estate around that park. They're going to turn that whole thing into this big development. Now, I wonder, not to get political here, but I do wonder if some of the funding for that may have been doged, you know? Like, I wonder if that, because I know that other things that were supposed to be happening in Massachusetts, the big
They couldn't have been doged. They went to the White House.
No, right, that's true. But, you know, like, I know that big thing right over here in Alston, the big Turnpike ramp project, that all went up in smoke, I think. So I wonder if that's still on the table or not, or what. But I know that this ownership group is not just invested in the Red Sox, but they're now trying to put roots down in that area, in terms of real estate development and interests. And I just don't think there's any way in the world that would somehow lead to them selling the team. I just don't think so. So, yeah, I mean, listen, we're all frustrated. I'm frustrated. I agree with the caller that I think this is more of a John Henry thing than it is a Craig Breslow thing. Although I'm not sure that Craig Breslow is against this whole philosophy. I think that he is, I don't want to say fallen right in line with it, but I think he's contributed to it, to the philosophy of what the Red Sox are right now and how they operate. I think any GM or any president of baseball operations would want to have more financial flexibility than I think he and High and Bloom have both been given. But in Breslow's case, at the very least, you can say they let him spend in the offseason, which is true. He spent, and he spent on elite talent. And that may have lulled us all into a false sense of security, thinking, okay, well, now that they've shown that they're back to wanting to invest in elite talent, maybe they'll do that at the deadline. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. I hate to do this, but we got to go to break. And when we come back, we will carry Craig Breslow live. If he's late, I'll try and take some calls. But stick around. Don't go anywhere. We will hear from the Red Sox chief baseball officer, Craig Breslow, right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
O ye of little Fenway faith, according to at Yahoo Sports, breaking, the Boston Red Sox have acquired all-star starting pitcher Joe Ryan from the Minnesota Twins per at John Morosi.
John Morosi, the Boston Red
Sox.
Let's go,
put the jersey back on.
City Connect jersey's warranted. I'll be putting on my City Connect sweatshirt.
Shame on you for not having any faith.
I'm sorry to have to do that, but we got to talk about what happened right before the show started. John Morosi, MLB Network, fired off a tweet. By the way, what you just heard is not true. What you just heard in that clip didn't actually happen. It was said on the air, but the trade didn't actually happen. Here's what happened. And then we'll get to your phones. By the way, Craig Breslow moved to 7 o'clock. Initially, it was going to be a 6:45 media availability. He will now be joining or talking to the media at 7 o'clock. So we have some more time to react here. John Morosi of MLB Network tweeted the following. He said an hour ago that the Red Sox have made a late effort to acquire Joe Ryan. Someone over at Yahoo Sports, some social media person, I don't know, created a graphic with Joe Ryan on it saying, Red Sox acquired Joe Ryan, and then tweeted out, per John Morosi, the Red Sox have traded for Twins ace Joe Ryan. And Yahoo Sports, blue checkmark, official news outlet, not at all wrong to run with something that they report. They report stuff all the time. Nickel's worth of advice is that John Morosi works for MLB Network, so maybe wait for MLB Network to tweet that out instead of a different outlet. That would be the one thing I'd say there. I don't really blame the guys for going with that story, though. It was tweeted out there, and it was out there. And I think Fox also had a graphic, and they retweeted, and then all of a sudden they all got deleted at the same time as whoever it was over at Yahoo realized, oh, wait, I misread that tweet from John Morosi, which is saying not that the Red Sox have acquired Joe Ryan, but that they've made a late effort to acquire Joe Ryan. Now, listen, I think we all, as Red Sox fans, we see that the Red Sox are interested in a certain player, making an effort with a certain player,
and it literally goes in one ear and out the other, doesn't it? I mean, it's just, it's like it's not even anything anymore. And to the Red Sox credit, they didn't do a lot of that this year. You didn't really hear a lot of them in the last 48 to 72 hours, and I was complaining about this for the entire week. All of these Jeff Passan, Buster Olney, you know, whoever, Nightingale, everybody's writing their columns about all the stuff that they're hearing, and no one's saying a thing about the Red Sox. The only thing they're hearing about the Red Sox is that the Padres want Jaren Duran, and the Red Sox don't want to give him up. And other than that, it was the Red Sox should be interested in Yandy Diaz, which isn't really a story. It's more like trying to nudge them in the direction of actually participating in the trade deadline. Yandy Diaz did not move, by the way. So, this false report goes out. The breaking news sounder was hit. And unfortunately for Fitzy, because I've been on the bad end of that as well. It ended up being the little oopsie there. Well, yeah, about that. No. Actually, no. And then moments later, like I think less than 5 minutes after that whole thing happened, it was announced that the Red Sox had traded for Dustin May. And I just thought, you know, like, not that Dustin May would have been some great move anyway, but to have that happen right after a fake report about Joe Ryan gets circulated all around the world, you know, like, man.
And you kind of feel bad for May because he's now going to be linked to that moment.
I know.
That, like, minutes later.
I know.
Just like, we could have had Joe Ryan and we got you.
The first, his first introduction to being traded to the Red Sox is just a wave of disappointment. Just, oh, man, come on. What? What happened to Joe? What? Dustin May? I thought we were getting Joe Ryan. We're getting Dustin May. That's what you're saying? Not everyone's chronically online like I am. They're not refreshing Twitter every 5 seconds like me. They hear it from someone, and then they go back to living their life. And then they get a call back from that same person saying, no, actually, you're not getting Joe Ryan. It's Dustin May who's going to be coming over in the trade. It's kind of funny. It is on some weird level, like, kind of funny. That's kind of funny. Just the way it all went
in
down.
In a cruel and unusual kind of way.
In sort of, yeah, like a dark humor kind of way. Like, it's kind of funny that all of that happened in that exact sequence. You know what I mean? Like, it's just perfect, right? It's just perfect Red Sox trade deadline bullcrap, isn't it? 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Johnny in Brooklyn. Hi, Johnny.
Hey, Arcan.
Johnny.
Failure of a deadline. We got rid of one of our best hitters, and, you know, on the bright side, I guess they saved some money. But really, just not at all what the doctor ordered. But I enjoy listening to the show, man. Thanks for taking the call.
You got it, Johnny. Thanks. One thing that I think that I never really understood was how everyone was like, all right, they traded Devers and they saved all that money. Now at the deadline, you better go back out there and spend that money. Like, that's not how the trade deadline works. If you're trying to trade for a guy with term, then usually they're still on, like, a reasonable contract that you have term with and maybe even some arbitration years or something. So it's not like that's going to be some big replacement of the money. Maybe if you extend that player, sure. But, you know, if we're talking about rentals here, then you're talking about, like, a portion of the last year of their contract. There's no way that that's going to fill the void of $35 million or whatever that Rafael Devers freed up. So I always thought that was a little silly. But I did think that if you wanted to go, you know, big time with one of these trades and someone who was on an expiring contract that you really like and wanted to keep around and offer a big contract to, there's players like that out there. There's players like that who got moved. Yeah, Suarez is one of them. I don't know if the Mariners are going to re-sign him. They should. He originally was a Seattle Mariner before he went to Arizona. So we'll see. We'll see what ends up happening. But the talent gap, like, you traded Rafael Devers. You got back Jordan Hicks and some minor leaguers. One of those minor leaguers you got Dustin May for. And you traded another minor leaguer for Steven Matz. Much more talent went out than came in, I'd say. Just Devers all by himself. You know, that's, I think that's clear. And also, it's kind of fun. I was just thinking about this the other day, too. Steven Matz. I'm old enough to remember. First of all, I'm old enough to remember the Four Horsemen with the Mets, right? Syndergaard, Harvey, DeGrom, and Mats were the Four Horsemen. And Matz was the guy who was considered the biggest injury risk out of all four of them, which, if you think about it, that is a really prestigious list to be at the top of. With those guys, I mean, you should name them all Tommy John, Tommy John, Tommy John, and Tommy John. These guys are just constantly getting operated on. And somehow, after all that, Harvey and Syndergaard are long gone, although I think Syndergaard tried a comeback last year with the White Sox, I want to say, or 2 years ago, and it went very, very badly. Matt Harvey dated all the Victoria's Secret models, and then he flamed out in where did he end up? Cleveland, I want to say, or somewhere. He bounced around a bunch before he was done.
I want to say he had an angel stint.
That sounds right. Meanwhile, Jake DeGrom gets paid, goes to the Mets, goes from the Mets to the Rangers, gets paid, having a pretty good year, and Steven Matz still kicking around the league. So, you know. Who'd have thought any of those guys would still be pitching in 2025? But Steven Matz, now a Boston Red Sox pitcher at the back end of the rotation. And Dustin May, who at one point would, the idea of trading Dustin May at the trade deadline would have been considered just insane. And is now basically getting given away.
You know, he does kind of fit in this Red Sox rotation. Another reclamation project that you're banking that he can turn things around.
Yeah, you're right. Little Giolito there, little, you know, like Sandoval, like some of those guys. He's not coming off of, like, he's healthy this year. It's not like they traded for a guy who's, you know, not going to be able to pitch for 2 years because he just had Tommy John surgery. But he is a guy who's undergone a lot of surgeries himself. Dustin May has been, you know. As most young pitchers are, unfortunately, this is what happens. Just they get banged up, and that's what's happened. Let's go to Joe in New Hampshire. Hi, Joe.
Hey, anybody that follows local or world soccer, excuse me, knows that this wasn't going to happen. They just need to follow what's been going on with Liverpool over in England.
What's going on with Liverpool? Make it quick, Joe.
No, they've spent beyond anything they've spent before.
Okay.
They're really reloading to win another Premier League title. And the amount of money they've spent this year on retooling that club, you knew the Red Sox weren't going to spend any money.
Interesting. Okay. I didn't know that. I don't know what's going on. I know what's going on with the Penguins, I guess. The Penguins stink. But I don't know what's happening with the soccer team. I don't know what's going on with the race car. I don't know any of that stuff. And I don't particularly care. I know that it all matters and it's all connected, but I just, you know, what am I going to do? Watch and see what they're all doing to see if maybe this year they'll allocate some funds to the Red Sox. I just don't think they're going to. With that being said, Craig Breslow will speak to the media at 7 o'clock now. So we'll break right now. If you're on the line, stay there. We will get to you in the 7 o'clock hour. But first, we're going to hear from the man in charge of this Red Sox deadline. That would be Craig Breslow. He talks to the media next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.